companies that provide cell phone service race one another to offer the most reliable signals in order to retain customers. Sometimes, to do that, they turn to a surprising option to get the job done. And it's a draft horse in Wisconsin, a horse that is helping a cell phone provider with a big service upgrade. Annalise Henzel of member station WWM reports.
U.S. Cellular is updating equipment on about 200 cell towers here in Wisconsin, some of which are served by primitive access roads. That poses a challenge for C.H. Coakley, the logistics company coordinating the upgrades. Jason Agathon has been delivering thousands of pounds of electronics gear, sometimes to tricky locations.
We actually used the ATV this year for a site that I was on, and it blew the tranny out of it on one of the hills because the snow was so deep up north.
So the company hired Jason Julian, who farms in Medford, Wisconsin. A couple of times a week, Julian loads 2 to 3 draft horses into a trailer and drives his pickup truck to remote cell phone towers. This morning, he's approaching one in the middle of a farmer's field.
Look at the end of the field. You see the water shining in the dead furrows in the end of the field? That tells you how muddy everything is. There's just water sitting.
Julian stops on the shoulder of a highway where he leads 2 Belgian Brabant horses from the trailer. Their names are Hannah and Billings, and they're huge animals with a stocky build, although not quite as large as Clydesdale's. Julian's wife Katrina pulls up in her pickup that's hauling a wooden wagon with a flat bottom and low sides. The two attach the horses to each other as Julian prepares them to get to work.
I'm getting ready to hook them to the wagon and be ready for the truck to arrive. So when the truck arrives, we have a minimal amount of downtime to deliver the freight.
Soon after, the delivery truck pulls up. Julian hops in the wagon, instructing his horses to back up to the truck. They're accustomed to listening because Julian uses them on his organic dairy farm and in a logging business. The workers transfer their cargo to Julian's wagon. It's a half dozen boxes, each holding an 8-foot antenna. The team then heads to the base of the cell tower. It's not far, but out of reach for the big delivery truck. That would get stuck on this dirt access road.
This is a cakewalk for them. They're used to being in the woods with me and thigh-deep snow and mud and have a 1,500-pound log hooked behind them. So this is like pretty easy stuff for them.
Julian says each load for the cell tower upgrades is usually about 2,000 pounds, heavier than a log, yet not a challenge because most of the sites are on relatively flat terrain. Yet one recent delivery was tougher than the others. It was in a hilly area called West Salem, where it took about an hour and a half to make the steep climb to the tower.
And it had constant switchbacks, super steep, just unbelievable terrain. And we made it, and we had to use a piece of firewood, actually, to block the tires. About every 40 or 50 yards towards the top, we'd block the tires and give the horses a breather.
Delivery driver Jason Agathon says he gets a kick out of the fact that horses have proven essential to this project.
I'm from the city, so I don't get to see a lot of horses to begin with, and seeing what he can do with them is just, it's amazing to begin with, the control he has, and they've been using horses since the beginning of the time, so from way back then to now, it's pretty neat.
The company says it won't hesitate to use horses again the next time modern vehicles fail to get the job done. For NPR News, I'm Annalise Henzel in northern Wisconsin.